Time now for our community connection. Yet again, Rebecca Young, our county administrator, is in studio. How are you?
Good. How are you, Murphy?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Haven't talked to you in a bit. So what's going on?
We had our regular board meeting yesterday, and this is always, it was a short meeting for us, just over an hour, and that's pretty short. We just, this time of year, we're kind of transitioning into budgeting for the upcoming year, and midsummer is kind of a little bit quieter time if there is one. So we just had some regular things like bills to pay. Our county engineer was there and gave an update. You know, if you've been driving around the county, you've seen a lot of the summer projects starting up. Paving, crack filling, all those kinds of things. Some maintenance on gravel roads. There was a bid for approval on replacing some culverts in the county. So just all that stuff, you're trying to get a squeeze between seasons here, is kind of getting done. Todd and I talked a little bit about the roof that we lost in the June 2nd storm. So that came off of our warm storage in our old facility. And so we talked a little bit about that. Looks like we're going to get insurance to cover a good portion of it. And then the upgrades that we're planning to do, we're going to get covered through some mitigation funds potentially. So that's really good news. We'll get a brand new roof on there and extend the life of that facility quite some time. We all know how expensive things are to build nowadays.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If we can preserve that asset, that's a good thing. we talked a little bit about some other just capital improvement type things. So the county does have a capital improvement plan. Try to tuck away unplanned revenues for those things so we don't have to continue to levy taxpayers to pay for those projects. Two of the things that we're looking at doing this year and that were awarded at yesterday's meeting are a replacement parking lot for our Chicago shop. And the other one would be splitting the DAC lot with the Stevens County DAC and replacing that upper one. So both of those are good projects to get done, and we feel good about the fact that we have money reserved to pay for those without having to levy dollars for those. And then we went through just quite an extended discussion about just board operating policies. It's been on my to-do list for many years, and I kind of finally had the time to do it. So we've been talking about it in work session, and essentially just memorializes how the board operates and functions, how agendas are prepared, what we do to broadcast meetings, and how we keep records and stuff. So that was all approved yesterday. If you're looking for a copy of that, that'll be online on our website as soon as the final draft changes get done that were discussed yesterday. And then we rounded out the meeting with having Trishian and Savannah Honorood and other staff from the Extension, the 4-H office at Stevens County. So if you've been in the courthouse, you know it's right in the front door and kind of to the left, tucked around the corner. but that office does a lot of really good work for our community youth. I will try to remember some of the statistics. And Savannah talked about how 2% of the United States, we think about 4-H as an agricultural or a farming club, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the statistics today, about only 2% are directly connected to agriculture across the United States. And so they're really looking at that 4-H organization as how to engage youth and build good leaders, even though not everybody lives on a traditional farm anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked a lot about the after-school programming that she's been able to partner with in Hancock and with the Morris Community Ed, so we appreciate those partners, and that we've had full classes for those after-school and those engagement activities. And if you look at that, how that translates into 4-H and success here in Stevens County, it's huge. We've got a really phenomenal county fair that the Ag Society the fair board does a really good job of putting on. We've got a really strong 4-H and youth programming, and all that translates into students and youth that are better prepared for college and work and leadership opportunities. So